This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you have me for the next 2 hours. We are live on over 107 affiliates across the United States of America, as well as broadcasting into 53 different countries as well. At any time over the next 2 hours, please give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also want to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. With that said, over the last couple days, we have been talking about Romans chapter 13, turning it upright, friends, because the church in America, over 300,000 pulpits that remain silent, which are in fact the greatest advocates to the abortion industry, the homosexual industry, Muslim infiltration into the United States of America. Folks, they've become a total reproach. They are in reverse. They're in operation inverted, like, friends, let me say, at least working against themselves in every sense of the word. They're being motivated by the spirit of the world rather than the spirit of Christ in righting the wrongs. They are increasing the oppressive measures through corruption in government, and the list goes on. You get the point. What we're going to do is we're going to expose the corruption in the church first and foremost, and we're going to put Romans chapter 13 into perspective. With that said, if you simply read Romans 12:21, you'd see that we wouldn't even really have to highlight Romans 13 in the way that we are, reversing the effects of the hirelings in the pulpits that are opening the doors and introducing the people in this country, the sheep to the wolves is exactly what they're doing. But with that said, Romans 12:21 says that the church is called to overcome evil by being good. Okay, so we also need to understand that God is good. The law is holy, the commandment holy, just, and good. The Bible also says in Romans 7 that we are carnal, sold under sin. The law is spiritual. I am carnal. Okay, so we're going to put into perspective God's purpose, what the Holy Ghost inspired the church to be. We are called to be the light that reproves the darkness, not the other way around. Okay. Again, these are partakers, the professed church in America today, as to 5:20, found in the book of Isaiah, that are helping the spirit of the world and the deluder, the great deluder, help cause you to believe that light is now darkness and darkness is now light, good is now evil, evil is now good, black is now white, white is now black. You get the point. But they are guilty as charged, and they are as guilty as H-E double hockey sticks, to say the least, friends, literally, in the proper perspective. And saying that in context. So we'll get to that in just a couple of moments. I also want to talk about tearing down the pagans and putting Christ in his place. And with that said, friends, I want to hit this before I tap into tearing down the pagans. This is Resurrection Weekend. We have a church out in Illinois that's dropping 30,000 eggs So the kids can have an Easter hunt. That's idolatry. What do bunnies have to do with eggs? They don't lay eggs. What do bunnies have to do with Christ being resurrected on the third day? Absolutely nothing. It's simple, and it's simply put, friends, idolatry, okay, to get your eyes off the crucified Christ. And the Bible tells us that we are to preach Christ crucified, nothing short of that. With that said, we'll get to that in a moment as well. Before I do, right before the show today, we were watching a program, and it was just the videos that pull up on your phones, and some of the stuff is good, and some of the stuff I just go past. But a lot of it's newsworthy, and that's my job, to share with you as to what's going on, and again, righting the wrongs, and going to Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, where to establish justice, where to establish righteousness. If you go to Isaiah 51, verse 4, it tells us the same thing. Now, with that said, friends, there was a man in Texas who took his wife, and he took a 120-pound stone, wrapped it around the stone, and then wrapped it around his wife's neck and threw her into a lake in Texas. And I told my family, I said, you know, you need to understand that we live in a system now that makes $64 billion. The correctional institutions, friends, they're not correctional whatsoever. They're dependent. They're creating dependencies. And what I'm talking about here is, friends, is that this individual that knew that he was going to kill his wife, he knew that the worst thing that was going to happen is that he was going to be thrown in jail and he was going to be taken care of in this country by taxpayers. And not by the will of the taxpayers, but by those that are creating the bureaucracies. He's going to get three squares a day. He's going to be re-educated. He's going to make a lot of friends in prison. And when he gets out, he's going to do it again, if not worse. This is the cycle. You live in a system where you're taught three strikes and then you're out. So you're living in a system that is encouraging you to go ahead and commit the crime three times. And if you do it a third time, guess what, friends? The worst that's going to happen is they're going to take care of you the rest of your life. Now, I got a question for you, America. Did you sign up for that? Is that teaching criminals the fear of God? Is this penitence? Does this create penitence? Absolutely not. It creates more crime. What teaches the fear of God is that, listen, when you murder, this is what's going to happen to you. A life for a life. An eye for an eye. A tooth for a tooth. A blow for a blow. A wound for a wound. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. But again, they come into this country knowing all the well, and so do people that are raised up in this country today, that if they commit a crime, the government's going to take care of them on your dime. Yeah, that's not how we were established, nor is it God's word in any sense of the word. You can't find in Scripture prison systems, friends. Why? Because crime was not tolerated. Okay? But when you tolerate crime like you do in America today, you invite more, and it breeds itself on and on and on and on again. I seen another video of a girl that decided she was just going to go ahead and drink and drive because she didn't understand no. And, of course, the bureaucracies make a lot of money off of this, too. Can you imagine, like in El Salvador, if in America you drink and drive in El Salvador, the very first offense, you're actually put in front of a firing squad. Why? Because they value the life of the innocent. Okay? That's why they do it. Is it wrong? Absolutely not, friends. They're deterring the crime. In America, a judge told a man that was busted 19 times drinking and driving that he needed to move closer to the liquor store. This happened in California. See, soft judges produce hardened criminals. And with that said, friends, it may be funny until you think about the 12,000 people that were slaughtered on the streets of America last year because the government doesn't enforce the law against these criminals. Well, one girl in California thought it'd be really cute to go ahead and drink and drive. She hits another car head on, going 70 miles an hour, kills the husband. The impregnated wife loses her baby, and she gets a simple 14 years. She'll be taken care of for the next 14 years in prison. Friends, this is ridiculous. I'm going to come right back to this point right after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. Gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Gothereforeconference.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. Do check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's interesting, friends. I had an article that just went out, and it was exposing Muslim infiltration and colonizing of the Muslims into the United States of America that are being allured into the United States by those that call themselves mayors and representatives. They're fiend, of course, and it's a violation of U.S. 8 Code 1324, which means that if they allure them into the United States and putting them on your tax dollar money, welfare friends, which 93% of them are on today, that they are responsible for the crimes that they commit individually. That means those said representatives that commit the crime, of luring them into the United States of America, those Muslims, those that are coming from without the United States into America, if they commit a crime and they're here illegally, those said representatives are within themselves responsible for the crimes of them that they have allured in. U.S. 8 Code 1324, check it out, friends. We need to bring justice to the system, friends, because this is why we're seeing vigilante justice across the United States of America, is because the justice system in America has become a joke. They're becoming irrelevant in the sense of the reason for crime in America, the reason it's being embellished and sensationalized, which in fact is not outside of the scope of what's really happening. Friends, it shows you that they're not doing their job in enforcing the law against the crime. No, they're making a bureaucracy out of it. They've made billions and billions of dollars every year off of crime. And so I'm saying two things here, but I'm bleeding back into what I was talking about during the first segment, friends. People are not afraid to commit crimes in the United States of America because they know that the least that's going to happen is they're going to be set up in a prison where they're going to be taken care of for the rest of their lives on three squares a day, being re-educated, making new friends so they can go out and commit more crimes, friends. And this is the history of criminals that are hardened in their lawlessness, sin, 1 John 3:4. I was just highlighting the fact that a guy in Texas took his wife. He took a 120-pound brick, wrapped it up in rope, and then took her, wrapped it around her neck, and threw her in the lake. He wasn't afraid of the recompense. He wasn't afraid of what the system was going to do to him. He knew he was going to be okay. And guess what he did, friends? He went out and did it all over again. Why? Because he can. Because you live in a system that teaches him three strikes and then you're out. Okay? He's being taught how to commit the crimes in the United States of America through Hollywood. And the Supreme Court injustices. And then what do? They go out and act out what they were just taught. Then I brought up a young lady who in Florida thought it was going to be okay to drink and drive. She ends up smacking right in front of one car, crossed over the line just a little bit, kills the husband. They were 8 months married, friends, newlyweds. The wife's pregnant. She loses her baby. She gets 14 years in prison. Okay? And then there was another one where a man was on a phone with his wife, and all of a sudden he heard her scream, and he heard the biggest crash he ever heard. She was pregnant. She's killed instantly by another drunk driver who was live streaming the accident, talking about what just happened to his car. Not to what happened to the woman and the baby. So what he did is he decided to take his wife after she was killed and give an open casket and take the baby and put the baby in her arms. And he made it public. And you know what, friends? I agree with what he did. And I commend this man for his courage for what he did. To show the people what the government isn't doing when it comes to the enforcement of the law to the people that don't understand what no means. They're encouraging, they're advocating, they're enabling criminals to commit the crimes that they're committing, friends. And what happens to the guy? He's going to end up in prison. He's all taken care of, friends. And again, for those that think that this is funny, keep in mind, there's over 12,000 people in the United States, give or take, every year that are slaughtered on the streets in America. Why? Because there's no message to send them to teach them the fear of God in departing from iniquity. No, if it happens, it happens. You know, I'm still going to be taken care of either way. That's not justice. It tells us in Deuteronomy 21, verse 5, if there be a controversy between men and they come unto judgment, that judge may judge them, that the judges may judge them, then shall they justify the righteous and condemn the wicked. Okay, accordingly to Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, we're to judge. And it tells us in Exodus 21, verse 24, and this is what our system, our legal system is set upon, the Mosaic Institution, the Torah. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a hand for a hand, or a foot for a foot, a blow for a blow, a life for a life. But do we do that anymore? Nope. Nope. They don't. Americans are okay with what's going on in this country today, somehow or another, until it happens to your family. Until it happens to your family. You know, there's a true story told out on the West Coast where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains. And they noticed that at one turn, they pulled down the warning signs stating that there was a curve on the edge of one of these cliffs. They noticed that cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. Soon, a concerned committee got together and said, we need to remedy the problem. You know what their remedy was? And think it's funny all you want, America, but it's exactly how you think today. They said, let's put an ambulance on the bottom of the mountain. Let's wait until the destruction takes place. And then we'll send an ambulance. We'll try to clean up what's left of the crimes. Because the criminals aren't afraid to commit the crime. This all starts with you, America, tolerating corrupt legislators, as they call themselves, to continuously lower the law and dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. Soft judges produce hardened criminals, and it's exactly what we have today. I'll tell you where they're not soft. They're not soft on anything that threatens their bureaucracies. They're not soft on anything that threatens their existence. And if Americans would pay attention to how the system is set up, you wouldn't deal with corruption within your judges or your legislators, friends, in any sense of the word. They're losing total credibility. Total credibility. People are tired of injustice in America, friends. Let me say it again. People are tired of injustice. People are tired of the version, the misconstrued versions and interpretations of corrupt representatives and corrupt judges in America. They're tired of them. Well, then if you're tired of them, deal with them. Remove them. Get people in there that will actually uphold the law and enforce the law against the crimes committed. because this is rampant, friends. And when you look at a husband looking over his wife that was just killed because some guy cared more about his car than he did the fact that he just killed a woman because he didn't understand what it meant not to drink and drive, he takes his wife and his dead baby and gives them an open casket for the world to see. When are you going to learn, America? I'll tell you when you're going to learn. Let me say this again. When it happens to you, and God forbid that it should ever happen to anybody out here listening to my voice right now. God forbid it should ever happen to anybody. But let's ensure that it doesn't happen to someone that we may not know, because we still are our brothers and our sisters' keepers. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I'm sick of the injustice. I'm sick and tired of the injustice. And I know the American people are as well. And if we're sick and tired of it, friends, let's quit complaining about what we're tolerating in this country in so many different ways when it comes to injustice. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over onto our Twitter account for what it's worth, friends. They are totally censoring our outlets here. There's no question about it. They're censoring outlets, friends, media outlets that are telling you the truth across the United States. It's gotten worse under this new administration. It has not gotten better in any sense of the word. And I want to let you know that if you want to check it out, we still do have it up. You can post your comments, whatever the case may be, on Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean double E on Facebook. If you'd like to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, people are posting all the time, why does this not have more shares? Why does this not have more shares? Because Google, as you well know, friends, are also manipulating Google searches. The big techs are illegally censoring, and they are manipulating Google searches, just so you know. I have outlets such as Sons of Liberty Media where we have articles, friends. On one particular article, we have 35 jihadi camps in the United States of America. There's over 101,000 shares. And the only reason that we've gotten those shares out there is because we've gotten them out to other outlets. And again, keep in mind that you are being targeted, Americans. You are being targeted, Christians, patriots, and or conservatives. You are under this administration being targeted like you never have been before in the past. Don't fall for the fact that you're being told one thing. Pay attention to the fruit, because the fruit shows you the opposite is happening. Matthew 7:16. Go to Sons of Liberty Media YouTube page. Got hundreds of videos out there giving you the answers to bring about resolve to America's issues. And again, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're going to come right back to tearing down the pagans and putting Christ where he belongs on Easter weekend. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. North Korea on Saturday issued a relatively mild criticism of White House National Security Advisor John Bolton for calling on North Korea to show more evidence of its disarmament commitment before a possible third leaders' summit. That follows a demand earlier in the week that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo be removed from the nuclear negotiations. But retired General Jack Keane tells Fox News North Korea's leader still hopes to have sanctions relieved by President Trump at a summit.
They're not going to go into a third summit without preparation at lower levels and stress test the North Koreans' position so that they actually put a weapon on the table in terms of denuclearization, either missiles or nuclear weapons, something they have not done to date, and that's what the administration wants to see.
Keane saying North Korea is still avoiding directing harsh rhetoric toward the U.S. or directly criticizing President Trump in an apparent effort to keep diplomacy alive. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wade Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Just wanted to say thank you to my friends over at Top Chat right now. And for the view over at Before It's News with Michael Roach, we appreciate your trust. And thank you for the broadcast. We really appreciate it. Those doors open, we walk right through them, regardless of where they may be and regardless of what they may be. We are called to seek and save that which is lost, Luke 19:10. Now, with that said, everybody knows. We're live, by the way, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Everybody knows that this is Resurrection Weekend. As a matter of fact, my little boy always looks forward to watching the Passion of the Christ every year. We watch it a couple times every year, according to the Word of God. Okay? And with that said, we noticed yesterday that there's a church in Illinois that's going to drop 30,000 Easter eggs. 30,000 Easter eggs. Okay? I got a question for you parents that are teaching your kids Easter is about a bunny and eggs. First of all, bunnies don't have eggs, and bunnies and eggs have nothing to do with Christ's crucifixion and his resurrection. Nothing whatsoever. But this church in Illinois, they're dropping 30,000 Easter eggs from a helicopter. And they said they want to offer hope in Christ. You heard me right. Why are kids confused? Why are the adults confused? I remember when I was a kid, my mom would do that. You know, of all people to say this, a total heathen, Todd Rundgren said, "It's the Easter Bunny. It's another lie, and I don't understand why we had to invent this character. It's all idolatry." As a matter of fact, as a young boy, I can distinctly remember Christmas and Easter. And Christmas was about a guy with a white beard named Santa Claus. And as long as we were good, he would give us what we wanted of him. And Easter was about a bunny and eggs. And what does that have to do with Jesus being born as the Savior of the world? Matthew 1:21. And what does this have to do, bunnies and eggs, about the resurrection of Jesus Christ after being crucified and buried for 3 days? I mean, friends, what I would do is I'd go to church on these holidays, Christmas and Easter, Thanksgiving as well, by the way, pretty much. And the only time I can remember going were those three holidays. I never really understood with clarity why we were in church speaking of Jesus, this is me, on these particular holidays. After services, we would leave and go home and open presents on Christmas. And on Easter, we would try to find a basket with bunny and eggs in the corners. I never, honestly, friends, I never made the correlation. I was simply confused because there was more of Santa Claus by far than there was of Jesus. There was more of Easter bunnies and eggs than there was ever of the resurrection, scripturally. I didn't even know what it was. And I don't mean to keep highlighting that, but I'm recollecting this as I'm going on, sharing with you from my heart my own experiences. I mean, Christmas is a celebration of God the Father, giving His only begotten Son to the world to redeem men through His sacrifice, and that applies to those that believe upon Him. Again, Mark 16:16, Matthew 1:21, Luke 1:26-35, and John 3:15. It had nothing to do with a Santa Claus. Right? And I know that there's even people out there in the church, as they call themselves Christians, even made movies about trying to justify Santa Claus and what it represents. That's great. If you want to represent something in a metaphor, in a parable, use the actual people in context, namely the Christ, and what it was that He came into the earth to do. We don't need someone puppeting Jesus Christ in any sense of the word, or masquerading as someone that's going to introduce to you what Jesus did. We don't need that. Again, it adds to the confusion. Tell us, we're simple enough to understand that the child of the faith, the faith of the child is what actually gets us into heaven in the first place, and it is what Jesus required of men, is to have the faith of a child, not as a grown-up who can't explain what he doesn't understand. So why is Santa Claus or an Easter bunny put in the place of Christ and in the face of millions only to confuse the message? Well, that's just it, for just that reason. It's to confuse you and to divert your attention from the real meaning of what God has done through His Son on your behalf. Okay? Show your kids that Jesus was born as the Savior of men. Okay? Show your children that Jesus was crucified for the sins of the world. He was the propitiation of the sins of the world. He was crucified for the sins of mankind. And that He was buried. And 3 days later, He was resurrected to the glory of the Father. That's what Easter's about. That's what Christmas is about. But again, Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny are just simply put in the place of Christ to confuse people. To get your eyes off of what matters, and that being the Christ. To confuse you and to divert your attention from the real meaning of what God has done through His Son, Jesus Christ, on your behalf. Folks, they're frivolous vanities introduced only to entertain you out of a salvation that was blood bought on your behalf. Philippians 2:12, 1 John 2:15-17. And just keep in mind that Christ proved His love on the cross in a demonstration again, 1 John 4:10. Christ hung on that cross, John 3:16, and bled for you and me, and He washed us from our sins, Revelations 1:5. Now the question I have for you in ending this point is, can you see Him? We preach Christ crucified. Paul said, evidently set before our eyes and crucified. Can you hear Him? Because it was love in demonstration, which speaks a lot louder and more clear through action than it does words. You've heard that saying, action speaks a lot louder than words. That's exactly the love of Christ demonstrated on the behalf of mankind to a sinful world. With the offer of redemption, okay? And remember, it's about Christ and Christ alone. Amen. That's what Easter is all about, and that's what Christmas is all about. Let's not mix the message only to confuse. Now, with that said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to lay a premise because we're coming up to the fourth segment of the Sons of Liberty Media.com. And then what we're going to be talking about is the rest of what I started to talk about on Wednesday and the rest of what I talked about on Friday. And if you want to bring all the shows together, everything's going to make sense because I did it line upon line, precept upon precept, starting on Wednesday's show, then Friday's show, and I'm going to bring it to a consummation today. We've been talking about Romans 13. And we've been talking about how professed Christians in the church, and I say professed Christians on purpose, because we need to make distinction between, again, the sheeps and the goats. We need to make distinction between the righteous and the unrighteous. We need to make distinction between the holy and the unholy. And when you look in the New Testament, friends, it's interesting. When you look at the epistles, for the most part, that Paul wrote, notice how they were always aimed at those that were sanctified in Christ, those that are found faithful among the brethren. That's how they started these epistles off. People need to understand that the Word of God is not for unbelievers. It's for the church to go get the unbelievers. Okay? And, of course, unbelievers can read the Word of God, and many are converted that way. I'm not withholding that truth. I'm just simply saying that epistles were written to the saints for the purpose of causing them to grow up in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18. Well, one of the things that the church in America has been teaching far too long, you know, let me say this first. My wife's grandma, who just passed away last year, she was 98 years young. And it was interesting that her son, my wife's father, asked her the question, because I've been going back and forth with modern gospel since I've been in the church. I can't stand it. It's unscriptural. It's not scriptural in any sense of the word. It's way out of context, even going so far as to actually create doctrine to appease men rather than to preach law to grace to appease God. But my grandma's son, my wife's father, asked the question to her, so what was it that you used to listen to in church? She said, all the way up until 1962, this is what Grandma said, all the way up until 1962, every Sabbath, this is exactly how she said it, every Sabbath day, it was the law and the prophets. The law and the prophets. It was the law and the prophets. It was the law and the prophets. What's being denounced by a bunch of antinomianists today? The law and the prophets. What's being eradicated or pulled out of sight, pulled out of mind by those that call themselves Christian preachers today? They withheld and they withhold what? The truth of the matter. The law and the prophets. Which scripture is based upon? The apostles and the prophets. Ephesians 1 and 2. And as a matter of fact, Jesus said in Matthew 5, think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets. I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill. Read Romans, okay, 10:4. Also read Romans, not in that order, 3:31 when you get a moment. Go to Romans 3:31 first and then go to Romans 10:4. Okay? And then also notice in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus constantly would recite, what does the law say? What does the law say to the Jews that knew the law? And what did Jesus tell the apostles to go to? He said, go to the lost sheep of Israel, those that were broken and contrite and guilty of breaking God's moral law. Acts 20, verse 21, Paul said. Okay? But you'll continuously see Jesus saying, you know what the commandments say. You know what the commandments say. You know what the commandments say. Read the rich young ruler in Matthew 10, starting in verse 16. Also read John 8, the woman that was caught in adultery. Prime examples of what I'm talking about. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Well, and why would he do that? Because Galatians 3:24 tells us that wherefore the laws are schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. What are you hearing from the pulpits in America today? Just accept everybody because that's love. No, 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 no. It's interesting to me that so many declare that they love God and that they possess the love of God, Romans 5:5, yet they don't love the things God loves and they don't hate the things that God hates. Therefore, it must not be the love of God that's in their heart. They must be in a reprobate state. And again, keep in mind, the definition of reprobate, friends, means they are lost in sin, and they truly are. We're going to take Romans 13, and we're going to turn it right side up right after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again. Hour one, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com when you get a moment, friends. Many articles out there exposing what the CIA media control is attempting to cover. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. We are live. We got another hour coming up right on the other side of this one, obviously, hour two. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know, friends, we are going to jump right into this because we covered much of it on Wednesday, the first part of it. I've been bringing it forth line upon line, precept upon precept. Then we brought forth part two of this on Friday. Okay, and there's so much of this. I could go on for literally, I could make six parts of just this message, if not more. And what we're talking about is Romans chapter 13. And how we're hearing from pulpits across the country today, how we're supposed to just submit to government, regardless if they're good or bad. Okay, that's not what God ordained them to do. They're called magistrates. If you go to Williamsburg, just to prove the point, Virginia, you'll see historians, reenactment actors, giving you the history as they're dressed in the garb of the time during the establishing of this great country in which we still have 243 years later in the present. And one of the things that she'll tell you is, going to Williamsburg, Virginia, is that during the time that our government was established, they were using ecclesiastical law, canon law. And they'll also teach you that crime was not committed in any sense of the word. That's a different show, but I just wanted to bring that in there. But she wanted to let us know that everything was established through canon law. The Mosaic Institution, the Torah, the very laws that were established on in America today. And it's called common law, the Mosaic Institution. Again, this is why you see Moses everywhere in your capitals. Okay? But it's interesting how today, by the way, read Exodus 18:21. The pulpits today that are guilty of the decay and decadence of society, they are. It's interesting to note that they're now preaching a message that looks just like themselves. Their attempt, or they refuse the counsel of God against themselves, just like the Pharisees did, and then they come up with something that appeases corruption in government, lest they should offend the government. They're okay with offending God all day long. But what they're teaching people to do in this country, namely the sheeple, as they open the gates to the wolves, literally, read John 10, they're teaching the sheeple today and the American people that Romans 13 teaches that we're to submit to government regardless. And over the last couple days that we've been talking about this, we clearly undone every single one of their delusional, deceptive lies. You know, the Bible clearly says that the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. Friends, they don't have the spirit of God. They preach from their heads, not their hearts. These are the same preachers that want to be in the pulpits. Okay, and I don't even want to call them preachers because that's not what they are. Many of them are motivational speakers. Okay, many of them are just plain out whores. They have a whore's forehead. Scripturally, that's what it says. Many of them are just hirelings. They're doing it for the money. They love to court and garner attention from the people. They want to be there. And we need to keep in mind, those that want to be in the pulpit are not called of God. Those that don't want to be in the pulpit, those are the ones that are called of God. Mariah Woodruff Edwards rightly said that. And if you look throughout Scripture, you'll see the same thing. Many of the men of God that were called by the Spirit of God, they began to make excuses concerning the faults that they found within themselves as to why they're not equipped to do it. Well, guess what? When God calls you, He is the equipper of them that He called. Now, going back to this, friends, we also talked about the violation of God's principles, and we went from Moses, we went from Elijah, we went from David to Daniel, to the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We went to Jesus Christ, we went to Simon Peter, we went to the apostles, we even went to Paul. And throughout scriptures, we can see that they were set forth as a testimony against kings and governors. So, boy, oh boy, where did they miss that turn? The church, again, is called to be the light that reproves the darkness. And throughout Genesis, all the way to the book of Revelations, you see nothing but God rebuking those that were put in authority that began to act as a bunch of outlaws. And they were rebuked by the prophets and the apostles. I even took the time to go to the book of Acts chapter 12, I believe it is, where when Peter was wrongly put in prison, the Lord sent forth an angel to set him free. And then I talked about how Paul and Silas were in prison, and the Lord sent that earthquake and shook the gates open and freed them. As a matter of fact, the gatekeeper even got saved out of the deal when he asked the question, how must I be saved? The very prison keeper, friends, brought Silas and Paul to their home. The whole family was saved, but guess who tended to the wounds? The prison keeper and his family. So again, where these people are creating this backwards theology comes from a reprobate state. They're preaching out of their own foul hearts. Jeremiah 17:9 says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Well, they think they know it, and that's the problem. I say to you, take heed that you stand lest you fall. I also shared with the people over the last couple of days, Wednesday and Friday, namely, that every apostle of Christ except John was killed by guess who? Hostile civil authorities opposed to their endeavors. Now, keep in mind that when Jesus was crucified, and in John 11, where Jesus just blew Lazarus out of the grave after 4 days stinking, the Pharisees went back and they told the other Pharisees, and the Pharisees, what must we do We're going to lose our nation and our place. They didn't want to lose the authority that they had. How many analogies and parables did Jesus give of just that very thing? He was preaching to them. He was rebuking them for who they were. And they knew it, by the way. If you remember right when you had Pontius Pilate take his hands and put it in the water right before his crucifixion because he wanted to please the Pharisees and the Herodians, which Jesus told us to beware of, he put his hands in the water and he said, I'm innocent of this man's blood, and nothing could be further from the truth. As a matter of fact, you might even want to know the end of Pontius Pilate and his wife. He was sent to exile shortly thereafter, and he committed suicide, for those that didn't know. We never talk about what happens when they touch the Lord's anointed, do we? We'll do a show on that sometime. It's not a good place to put yourself. All politics aimed at the church end in self-destruction, all of them. Also keep in mind, Pontius Pilate knew that those that crucified Jesus delivered him up for envy. Envy. So there was no innocence being played out on his part whatsoever. But again, pay close attention to those that were responsible for killing off 11 of the 12 apostles and Christ himself. It was the civil authorities, opposed to their endeavors. Matter of fact, Christians throughout church history were imprisoned, tortured, or killed by, guess who? Civil authorities. Civil authorities that professors across the America that we know in hordes that are telling you to submit to the actions of those that are hostile towards the church. This is how backwards these people are, friends. I got a question for you. Did all of these Christian martyrs, did they violate God's principles of submission to authority? No, not at all. I mean, if you think about the prophets and the apostles, the writers of the Bible, including the writer of chapter 13, which we started on Wednesday, understood that human authority, even civil authority, it is limited. America, you have a limited government. And keep in mind, your rights come from God, and those that serve we the people, I'm going to go to the Declaration of Independence in a moment, those people that serve you derive their just powers from the consent of who? We the people that are ruled by God. Now, if we're not ruled by God and those civil authorities enforce the law against our crime outside of the scope of their authority, I'm sorry, inside of the scope of their authority, then they're just. And we delight, by the way, to submit to the laws of the lawgiver, our king. So keep in mind, our rights come from God. Those that serve we delegate authority to them to do the things that they do. When they act outside of that, then we deal with them. And what we're talking about right now is those that act outside of their scope of authority. We never gave them the authority to do the wrong thing. And keep in mind, they put their hands on the Bible to uphold the enumerated laws, not to tear them down. Paul, again, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, makes it clear that our submission to civil authority must be predicated on more than fear of governmental retaliation. We're going to come right back to that point, and we're going to pick it up from there. This is all new information. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We got hour two coming up. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.